Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Opposing Forces by Deb Hill. In Daniel 6, Daniel chose to take the risk of doing the right thing, even though he knew it could cost him his life. Some leaders were jealous of Daniel's relationship to the king and wanted him out of the way. So they tricked the king into signing a binding agreement restricting all people from praying to anyone but the king. They did this because they knew that Daniel went to his room to pray to his God 3 times a day. What did Daniel know that the other leaders did not? He knew he was created by and for God. His identity rested with the Holy One, and opposition to his faith was no surprise. Who are you? You are not what other people say you are. You are who God says you are. Like Daniel, you do not have to worry about bullies because bullies have no real power over you. King David wrote in Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what He has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" Paul is a good example of someone who expected opposition to his faith when he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 2:18 through 20, "So we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." This comment stands out to me because Paul takes Satan's opposition, hindrance in this case, to be ordinary, not extraordinary. As Christians, we should expect supernatural opposition. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. John 15:19. Paul also talks about the Thessalonians with great joy. His joy flows from their faithfulness. When he sees the transformation of that church due to the gospel, he is overjoyed despite the tough opposition. Joy gives Paul the strength to press on. Dear children, you belong to God, so you have won the victory over these people because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. God is on your side, and nothing can change who you are and how God feels about you. When life knocks you to your knees, you are in the perfect position to pray. Mitch Kynock. Think about how you could encourage someone who is struggling with opposition in the workplace, at home, or even in their own family.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.